I'm driving through the beautiful East Northamptonshire countryside, south of Oundle, and I'm coming up to a little village, a hamlet, called Stoke Doyle. And here's the signpost to Stoke Doyle. It says, please drive slowly, twinned with Barcelona. Barcelona?
Barcelona!
Barcelona may have thousands of hotels and restaurants, but Stoke Doyle has the Shugborough Arms, including three guest bedrooms.
Barcelona!
Francesca Harding, you work behind the bar here in the Shugborough Arms.
Yes, I do, yeah. Bar and restaurant, I'm the landlady.
Now, you've only been here for 2 years, so you don't know the origins of this Barcelona sign, do you?
I don't completely know. There are some locals in the village who do know the true story. But I do believe it was more of a joke than anything. But all I know is Barcelona don't have a sign saying twinned with Stoke Doyle.
Maybe someone ought to send them one. Doyle. What reaction do you get from people coming in to the village?
People just sort of a bit miffed by it, really, because obviously it was quite a tiny little, you know...
Well, it's a hamlet, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a hamlet. It's very, very small, so you wouldn't expect to see twinned with Barcelona. And people do ask...
OK, Stoke Doyle, what about population of about 62 or so? Barcelona, population of around about 4 million, but I'm sure Stoke
exactly.
Doyle can do much of what Barcelona can do.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yes, they probably haven't got a lovely pub like this.
They have fine dining over in Barcelona. They have tapas and cava. I'm sure you can offer something better than that.
I'm sure we can, yes. Yeah, we do well actually on the food side of things, and yeah, we have lovely locals here and lovely customers.
Barcelona, Barcelona.
You two gentlemen are at the bar here having a pint. What do you make of this sign?
Well, I can't see it being twinned with Barcelona somewhere. It's never on the same comparison.
Stoke Doyle is far better, surely.
It probably is.
What does Barcelona have that Stoke Doyle doesn't?
A lot more pubs.
I think it's a pretty good idea, really. I don't like Spain anyway, so I'd sooner be in Stoke Doyle.
Barcelona's got a beach. Where's the nearest beach?
Understand, I should think.
Barcelona may have the Ramblas to walk down, but Stoke Doyle has plenty of nice, pleasant country roads to stroll along. And there's a row of cottages here. Let's see if anyone inside these cottages has a clue about the origins of the Barcelona sign. Hello there, sir.
Hello.
What's your name?
I'm Martin. Martin Stansfield.
And you live in Stoke Doyle. How long have you been here?
Gosh, I've been here... I think I arrived early 90s, so I've been here...
So quite a while.
18 years now, yeah.
What can you tell me about this signpost twinned with Barcelona?
Ah, well... It's funny you say that. It was something. It's something I did actually a long time ago, for no reason other than a bit of non-destructive vandalism, I suppose.
So how did it all come about?
I don't know. I suppose I was inspired many years ago by the sign up near, well, which was then Empingham Reservoir, Rutland Water. There's a village that was always twinned with Paris, and I never knew whether that was a spoof or what. I'd also lived in a village called Great Paxton, which was down near St Neots, and I'd made a sign for that. I think I twinned that with Las Vegas, I think, and I made the sign with a printer and laminated it and that sort of thing, but it wasn't very professional. So when I moved into Stoke Doyle all those years ago, I had a sign made at a sign manufacturing place, and it was that simple, actually.
Why choose Barcelona?
A random big town.
Now, what has Stoke Doyle got that Barcelona doesn't?
Probably sheep.